continuation of part 2, second Bhagavat Lila, Vyasadeva's Vilap and his inspiration to write Bhagavatam. Suta Goswami is explaining to the sages at Nimisharanya. Srila Vyasadeva knew that the process of sacrifice outlined in the Vedas is the correct means to purify the contaminations that come from performing work in this world. And to simplify the whole method, he divided the one Veda into four and appointed his four leading disciples to disseminate those four Vedas. And then further, Vyasadeva compiled the itihasas, or historical narrations called the Puranas, which are considered the fifth Veda. Vyasadeva entrusted the Rig Veda to his disciple Paila Rishi. The Samaveda was given to Jaimini Rishi, the Yajurveda to Vaishampayana, the Atharva Veda to Angira, and the Puranas were given to Ramaharshan, the father of Suta Goswami. These disciples in turn gave the knowledge, passed the knowledge on to their students, and thus the various branches of Vedic knowledge and their disciplic successions came into being. Then for the less intelligent class of beings, human beings, Vyasadeva compiled the Mahabharata for those fallen souls of the Kali Yuga. But in spite of having worked tirelessly for the welfare of all classes of people and compiling all these different Vedic literatures, something was missing. Vyasadeva was unhappy and dissatisfied in his heart. After deeply meditating, he thought, I've unpretentiously worshipped the Vedas and followed all kinds of disciplinary vows. I worship the Vedas, the Guru, and the altar of sacrifice. I have perfectly followed all regulative injunctions and have thoroughly expounded the principles of religion by presenting the Mahabharata. Yet despite all these accomplishments, I feel incomplete. Perhaps it is because I did not specifically preach the value of unalloyed devotional service unto the Supreme Lord. For this is the only means of satisfying oneself and the Lord as well. As Vyasadeva was regretting his defects, his spiritual master Narada Muni came one day and visited him. Vyasadeva respectfully worshipped Narada and sat him on a Vyasasan. Narada Muni was mildly smiling because he already knew the cause of Vyasa's despondency. Oh, my dear son of Parashara, have you become satisfied by encouraging others to identify the body and mind with the self in the various Vedas you have given? You have no doubt personally attained perfect self-realization, and your great contribution, Mahabharata, is a wonderful exposition of all kinds of Vedic principles. And in the Vedanta Sutra, you have compiled you have delineated the subject of impersonal Brahman. After all of this, why do you still feel dissatisfied in your heart? Vyasadeva replied, O Guruji, O Sri Naradaji, everything you said is perfectly correct. In spite of my grand achievements, I am not satisfied. You know everything, so please, you reveal to me the cause of my unhappiness. You are like the sun, you travel everywhere within the three worlds. And like the air, you can penetrate the internal regions of all beings. You are like the Supreme Soul, practically. Please discover my deficiency and advise me for my benefit. Narada Muni frankly explained, you have not properly broadcast the sublime transcendental glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Any philosophy that does not satisfy the Almighty Lord must be considered worthless. You have very broadly described the topics of Dharma, art, kama, moksha, but you have not properly delineated the glories of the Supreme Lord and the process of bhakti yoga, pure devotional service. Those words that do not glorify the Lord are like a place of pilgrimage for crows. On the other hand, even imperfectly composed literature that is full of descriptions of the Lord's name, fame, forms, and pastimes is relished by the great purified souls. Even so-called spiritual knowledge that is devoid of a personal conception of God is unsatisfying. And what to speak of fruitive activities, which are by nature miserable and temporary? By having described things with a separatist vision, without relation to the Supreme Lord, you have greatly misled the people in general. By giving them concessions for both earthly and heavenly sense enjoyment, you have encouraged them, in the name of religion, to increase and aggravate their material disease. This has created a great stumbling block on the path of progressive spiritual life, and thus your work must be condemned. You have led the masses of people, you should have led the masses of people to the path of pure devotional service. For one who takes to such transcendental engagement is never the loser. Whereas non-devotees cannot gain anything tangible. Even if a neophyte somehow falls down, nothing is lost. And the transcendental taste that he has gained will bring him back to spiritual life at a future date so that he can continue where he had left off. 1.5.17 Tyaktva sudharmam charanam bhujam harer bhajana pakko tapate tato yadi hitrakvava badram abudamushyakim kovarta apto bhajatam sudharmata. One who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage. Bhajan apakwa. Bhajan is not paka, it's apakwa, immature bhajan. Yet there is no danger of being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything. One who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in devotional service of the Lord may fall down while in an immature stage, yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully following his dharma, does not gain anything. Therefore, my dear Vyas, you should meditate on Krishna's lila, Krishna lila dhyan, and afterwards, you should compile a special literature that will describe Krishna's Leela in great detail so that the people in general may become liberated from material bondage simply by hearing it. Great authorities have correctly ascertained that the culmination of the advancement of knowledge, study of the Vedas, performance of sacrifice, and giving in charity is the engagement and chanting and hearing of the transcendental descriptions of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Just to illustrate the wonderful result achieved by imbibing an atmosphere that is surcharged with pure devotional service, I will now relate to you my life history. For the next time we meet, we will describe Narada Muni's Charitra and Narada Muni's Sarusanga. Bhagavad Leela ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.